702 and Cape Talk.
The Midday Report.
United Nations and South African investigators are probing alleged misconduct by SANDF peacekeepers in the DRC. Reports say a boy was tortured and women were sexually abused. Incidents were allegedly committed by South African members deployed under the United Nations mission there. DRC citizens made the allegations against the soldiers. On the line is spokesperson for the South African National Defence Union, Advocate Pikki Greef. Good afternoon, Advocate. Welcome to the show. Now, what exactly is alleged to have happened then?
Good afternoon. As far as we can ascertain, the allegations that are made is that a 17-year-old male was allegedly assaulted by South African soldiers. And then there are apparently some female complainants who say that they were sexually harassed by the soldiers.
The SANDF, have they confirmed to you that an investigation is indeed underway? Are you also part of that investigation?
No, the union is not part of the investigation. They have, however, the SANDF have confirmed that they are busy with an investigation in that regard. And one will have to, you know, wait until there's... they're obviously trying to establish the veracity of the allegations.
Pikki, what normally happens in a situation like this with these soldiers or the members involved? Are they arrested? Are they suspended? What happens?
Well, we've only got one precedent of what has happened to soldiers before. Let's just start with what should happen to them. What should happen to them is there should be a proper investigation by the military authorities. If that investigation shows prima facie evidence that there was transgressions, then those soldiers that are implicated should be charged in the military court, and they should have a fair trial where they are represented, and then a finding is made. If the finding is guilty, then obviously one of the consequences could be a dishonorable discharge from the Defence Force, or it could even be imprisonment. The unfortunate reality is, however, that the one precedent that we have in this case goes back to 2015, where there were also allegations of misconduct against SANDF members, and the SANDF decided, for reasons best known to itself, not to subject those soldiers to trial and simply dismiss them without any fair hearing or process. And of course, that is a case that turned in the High Court this morning as we speak, where that decision is taken on review.
Oh, that's very interesting. That actually leads me to my next question then. The SANDF, are they transparent about this?
No, they're not. They're not transparent about it. And, you know, the fact of the matter is one would have to ask a question as to why would you not want to afford a person who is alleged to have transgressed certain rules or procedures or laws, why would you not allow that person a fair and due process?
Yeah, absolutely. But maybe from the other angle, the United Nations, do they also investigate? I mean, do they sort of say, okay, South Africa, this is your problem?
Well, in terms of the terms of deployment that is reached between the member countries and the United Nations, these countries in the DRC who are deployed, they have the right to investigate or the obligation to investigate their own forces' conduct. So the United Nations' role is basically limited to receiving complaints, you know, preliminary investigating it, and then reporting it to the specific country of origin. And it is then up to that country to take the further legal steps against their soldiers.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Pikki, do you know how many forces do we still have up there? Do we have a huge contingent?
We do have, but you know what? I'm not at liberty to say the number because that has brought me into trouble before. But there is a huge contingent, yes.
We'll leave it there then. Spokesperson for the SA National Defence Union, Advocate Pikki Greef. Thanks for your time this afternoon on the Midday Report.